시에 리뷰를 지켰는지 아마 잘 지고 하셨으면 좋겠습니다.
So he wants to ask you, within how many days can you finish this Vinayakas?
So, I don't know, because now we have to go to the Vinaya notes. There is one Sakya remaining now, on Sakya rule remaining. And then we have to go to the Vinaya notes about the Adhikarana explanations. Because in Kankavacharani, I don't know, maybe there are some, I did not check still Kankavacharani, what that explanation about Adhikarana. Maybe a few explanations from there. But mostly we work on the Vinaya notes. And then the other things who they give information in the end of the miscellaneous topics in Vinaya notes, we have to go through that. Therefore it's not much. So, but I can't calculate the days, because maybe after 5 days, 10 days, maybe, I don't know.
他说他只能说大概是剩下多少内容，但是具体剩下多少都要日子，他不敢说。剩下内容大概那个一堂一句法，然后西乡灭真法，然后就是这里法师大纲后面就是那个没真法讲完之后还有杂项，杂项，然后这也要给大家讲一下。然后灭真法的时候可能大家就可能会跟大家看这里法师刚刚看的多一点。
我跟你说，哦对，那个两个是三条。
第三条语法，第三个第四没讲。
He said that second number third number for the Subhadishana you didn't teach because the Shiva is not ready yet. This Subhadishana.
Ah yeah, it's rules also.
Oh yes.
Yeah, you have to teach these rules. Yeah, maybe about five, maybe between 5 and 10 days you can.
可能还有5到10天，半个月。OK，I take。哎呀妈！哦，我去哪？我去哪？OK。我这个驾驶还是保持不清晰，我记得那个红的驾驶。
You know, they learn by heart this, next secure rule.
You mean the number 4 or number 5?
I think number 4, 5 or 4, no?
You mean
smartphone, no?
呃，四三五，安德拉嘎，伽米桑里斯卡。Very good.
You should learn the top class.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah. So, Punyaradana low class. Only smartphone. No smartphone, no Punyaradana. What? Read.
Oh, okay. Susan Uto Antara Kari Kamisa Niti Sika Karaniya.
Susa Vatu. Not Vatu. Vutu.
Vatu. Antane Kane. Sisa.
No, Sisa.
Kami Sa. Samiti. Sika Kalia.
Okay, now here. You're right. any other mistakes? Smartphone wrong, or the punya rata wrong?
No, I will check.
Little, what?
Karaniya.
What?
Yes, Karaniya. Heavy pronouns.
Heavy?
Yes, heavy pronouns.
Yeah, heavy. And this.
Yeah.
This one?
Yes.
Dot.
Dot. Yes.
Dot below. Below. This is here. Yeah. Dot below. Dot above.
Below. Above.
Below.
Okay.
你那个一撇是什么意思？撇是分。
Finish, that's all.
Well, I don't know if it's correct.
Which one?
Miti. Kamisa miti.
What does...
No. No dot.
This one?
Yes.
No, it's wrong. This is correct, no problem.
Okay.
You can put this in. This is better.
Okay.
Yeah. Susan Udo, correct?
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah. All right, here, under here.
You see?
Sandy Cohn, yeah. Sandy, you may not be finding Zongwen culture. China, no.
What's that? Do you need to come in?
翻译应该是中文，因为就是我看错了那个单词，丧失正义是全部的，是吧？有的时候你可以翻译成全，有时候可以翻译成现在嘛，现在这种他本来翻译成全世界，而是正字学者，他现在怎么翻译？
那个什么，他现在怎么翻译成全字学？他怎么翻译？正字学，正字学。啊，对，那个他怎么，他现在怎么翻译成全字学？是正字学，他怎么翻译？正字学，正字学。啊，他翻译成全字学。那一笔其实一般翻译成全字学。他翻译成全字学。全字学。对。嗯，看，他不。全字学很多，山都艺术性。Yeah, so
sound. Yeah, two
words. Shu.
Sound.
Sound.
Sound
means good.
Good. Okay. Well. Okay. Restrained.
And alright. Now, let me see. What is that? Now, Punyaratna. You come now, right?
Right?
So just now they're asking whether they're going to answer, they're going to write the exam paper in English or in Chinese. They're asking. The exam paper, their exam paper, they're going to write in English.
What happened last year?
I wrote in English, but I don't know what will happen to them. They're asking you. You don't know.
Because of pandemic, you don't know anything. No, this has been... then I think special class, who those who don't know English, Chinese who don't know English. Otherwise, me Gotabandi will have taken them to the English class. So therefore, I think because they don't know English, I thought, I had the impression that they have to write in Chinese.
Okay.
This is the impression I got, but I don't know.
Okay.
Me Goda is not here, me Gotabandi. This is the impression I got. He did not tell me anything, but that is logically it should be like it.
Yes, because
in Chinese.
Yes, because there are some students who cannot read in English. I mean. Aspirated consonant G. Is the, can you pronounce that? This is G-H. G.
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 What is the first one? Yeah, what is correct? It's called wrong, wrong. What is wrong?
G.
What? Andragar.
G. Andragar. G. 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 G.
Next, what is wrong?
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
Come. Punyarabi.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes, yes.
Only one mistake. Only one mistake. So then, okay, you right now. I will turn guard.
But wrong things.
Sun.
Sun.
Sun. Sun. Dot. Dot. Dot.
Dot below.
Ah, below. Below. Yes. Dot.
Sun.
Sami. What is that? Where?
Sami.
Sa. Long. Yes. Sa. Ah. Long. Ah. Long.
Mi.
Mi. Long. Because mi long.
Ka. Mi.
Sa. Mi.
Ka.
Ka.
Sika. Ah. Long.
Yes. Below. Dot.
N.
Yes. Yes.
Below N.
Yes,
dot. Dot below N. Correct, no?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Here. God. Okay, good. Good. God.
God.
God. God. God.
God. God.
Ha. You have to put ha. Ha. It's called aspirate, means we have to put air, wind. No wind. Stop. Wind. Out. This is called aspirated. This H. Comes H. Now here. H. You pronounce H.
Ha.
Ho.
Ho. Ho.
Ho.
He.
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 He. Here like that. G.
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 Again.
G.
Go.
G.
Go.
G. G.
G. G. Okay. Now this call is combination of good and good. Okay.
Good.
There are similar to the
KH. Huh? KH also like it. No. I like it. We have a pH. They have an N and H. Amhaka. Amhaka. Amhe. Amhe is out. You have to put air, wind. Okay?
Good.
Before now, this is pronounced Andara Ghare. Andara Ghare. It does not pronounce under a gare. Gare.
Gare.
Gare.
Gare. Gare.
Gare. Gare. Buddha language. Punya rasa. Buddha language. Okay, now we go to the last secure rule.
Okay.
尔时几孤独园，其实六群比丘于水上大小便及吐痰，诸人非难，何以沙门世子于水上大小便及吐痰耶？宛如在家受浴者。诸比丘闻彼等诸人之非难，诸比丘中少浴者非难，何以六群比丘于水上耶？乃至汝等食于水上耶？实然世尊，佛世尊喝则？愚人汝等何以于水上耶？愚人，此非令未信者生信。乃至诸比丘，汝等当如是送死学处，我当不于水上大小便及吐痰，应当学。如是，世尊为诸比丘致力学处。尔时病比丘未甚于水上大小便及吐痰，白世尊。时世尊以是因缘说法而告诸比丘曰：比丘等听许病比丘于水上大小便及吐痰，诸比丘，汝等当如是送死学处，我无病当不于水上大小便及吐痰，应当学。无病者不得于水上大小便及吐痰，不恭敬故，无病而于水上大小便者，大小便及吐痰者，突悉罗，非故意者，无念者，无知者，有病者，行于地上而散言于水中，事故时，痴狂者，心乱者，痛恼者，最初之犯行者，不犯也。
刚刚为这种
在十九不在水中，此乃举就关于使用的水而言，在不使用厕所海水等无罪，在天下雨而完全到处都是水，在无法获得无水之处时，在水中行大小便呢是可以的。这里的无罪增加此在陆地行大小便的而流散布到水中，其余的一切只是容易了解的。此处为了解说等级等而作此杂论，高声嬉笑高声相应的四学处，以及口有
我觉得那块好像不一定念完，我看，因为那块是总结 ，so I think it is necessary to read this part because it's I think it's a little bit irrelevant.
He likes to do it because this is about samutana.
But it's not only it's not about the 75th rule. It's about the previous rules also.
If he likes to read, it's okay. No,
okay.
Just let's go. There is not much there to explain, but just to read is all right,
okay.
Because they know, no.
Okay.
If they want to, for future reference.
高声嬉笑，高声相应的四学处，以及口有环时而说话一学处，以及地上低坐站着，走在后面，走在路旁相应的五学处，这十学处为劝谏能行。这里由坐由想而脱罪，有心的世间罪，深夜不善心苦受，起斗更犯学处为盗贼伤力等起，由坐由想而脱罪，有心的世间罪，深夜雨夜不善心苦受，持伞持杖持刀持弓箭，脱鞋鞋遮正，躺卧手抱膝缠头覆头者，这十一学处为说法等起，由坐未坐由想而脱罪，有心的世间罪，雨夜不善心苦受，其余的五十三学处与第一八圣学处等起等之区分相似。
有作无小而多罪，有心的世间罪，深夜不善心苦受。注意把它解释清楚。
Okay, now here regarding the water, there are in Pali two kinds of waters, and since which is a usable water, okay, and unusable water. Unusable means they don't use for drinking, not for drinking water, or for something, a clean water they have to wash clothes like that, okay. Clean water.
Okay, okay.
It's called.
Well, the first kind of water is for drinking, and the second one is good.
Unusable. Unusable water means people they don't use it for drinking, for washing, and so forth.
Okay.
So then, therefore now this pariboga, pariboga. There are two kinds. Pariboga is called usable water, which people can use it.
Okay.
It's still clean.
Okay.
Clean water, which people can use.
Okay.
And then unusable water, which is maybe dirty or something like that, which they use just to flush the toilets, this kind of water and so on. This is not usable for washing or drinking. Now this rule, the prohibition is not to defecate, urinate, or spit in usable water. What is unusable water, of course, like the water inside the toilet. So one can urinate, one can defecate, one can... Alright, it is allowed.
然后不可对于不可食用的水来说，比方说那个厕所便坑里边吃，然后这个水呢，你可以在里边拉屎撒尿，可以推吐痰都没问题。
But now regarding toilet, there is another rule. In the duties for the toilet, so one should not spit inside the toilet.
Inside the building of the toilet.
Inside the what is called the bowl, the bowl of the toilet.
Okay.然后他说但是厕所衣物里面，就是大便里面，厕所衣物里面有这么一条，就是不能在那个便池，就是不能在厕所里那个便池里边吐痰。
So that is a special rule, it's called in duties regarding toilet.
他说那个厕所衣物里边有那个特殊的洁。
Especially if the saliva is mixed with mucus, can stick to the bowl of toilet, and you have to really brush it in order to remove it. It does not.Go like so easy, like urine, for example. So then, this rule it is in Chulavagapal. Now, other thing is, let me see from Vinaya Pitaka, there are no offenses. If the bhikkhu goes and urinates on a rock, for example, and then the water, his urine goes to the water. So therefore now in the river, if the, for example, the water flows this side, and down the stream, people washing clothes, one should not urinate.
Upstream.
So they are it's called in the front, it's called upstream and so forth, so that all this urine and excrement will go into the clothes.
然后他说就比方说一条河的情况，比方说这条河，然后你这河下游有人在洗衣服，然后那你就不应该在上游河那个地方那个撒尿。
Correct.
你刚才他说那个小腿那个电池呢，
嗯，
是不是我们现在这个抽出那个动那个电池的，他也说是电池？
对，他就有意思，就那个他说那个词意思就不仅仅是你就蹲着，还有就是坐着，这两个词。
So then, and then we have also apadasu. Apadasu means intangibles. And there are one tangible which the commentary tells, Kanga Vitarini tells, that if it is raining everywhere and the water is already gone above the ground and there is no place for to urinate, defecate, so then it's nothing wrong to defecate wherever one finds it suitable.
然后他说那个在律法里面那个不犯里面有一条就是事故者无罪，然后这个事故呢他说那个在优婆独特里边举了一个例子，就是在天下雨然后地上到处都是水的情况，然后你没有找到没有水的地方，这个事儿在水里边直接大小便可以。
That is, and if there is flood, flood, even little flood, that is also.
就比如发洪水的事儿，然后呢它是只有比较小的洪水。
Okay, so any questions?
再有问题吗？
就关于那个不能往厕所里躺那个。
嗯。
这个厕所是指？
便池，它指的是便池，不是我刚问的，就不是指厕所用建筑物，而是那个这是专门这是专门指那个便池，是吗？
就是那个不管是生活的还是公共的都算。
我问一下啊 ，So he said so just now you mentioned that we cannot spit inside the boat toilet, no?So he's asking that is there any difference between the sagika toilet or private toilet, something like that?
Difference between?
Is there any difference between sagika toilet and the bugarika toilet? Is there any difference regarding that?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say because this is about toilet duty. No, it doesn't say whether it is for public or for private or for sangika. So it doesn't say.
他说：“这个在厕所里边并没有提到，这个厕所是为僧团使用还是为个人使用
？”Because now this rule also tells that if one goes to the toilet, one should remove one's upper open.
Ah, to go to the toilet for defecating or urinating.
Defecating, urinating.
You have to
both.
You have to remove the upper.
If you want to use a toilet for defecating or urinating, you have to remove your upper open. Whether it is sangika or not, so what you have to remove it.
Okay. 然后他说在那个小品里边厕所衣物那张里边，然后他说那个还有一条鞋，就是说你去厕所，不管是大便还是小便，都应该把上衣给脱掉。然后但是在这件鞋，他也同样没说，就是说这个厕所到底是那个僧团厕所，还是你私人厕所。
那可能再问一下，这个厕所，因为那个感觉就长老讲的这种厕所，就好像说我们现在看的那种粪，就陶瓷结构的那种粪便或者坐便。然后或者哪怕是水泥结构的，但那个你知道农村有没有旱厕？农村那种旱厕，底下就化粪池，上面就是躺搭一个大白碗。
底下化粪池？
底下是化粪池。然后顶上就是那个你拿水泥板搭的那个，它根本没有这个结构，就是那个陶瓷那个便坑冲洗的结构。
我这是不是就说一条沟一样那种？
其实应该说，他就是在化粪池里边碰个盖子，那个盖子上抠个窟窿，然后在那儿大便，在那儿大小便。就是这种的，那你应该明白吧？
So he's asking that, in some remote areas in China, there's a kind of toilet is like this. So they don't use any balls. They just dig a pitch, what's called a pit, what's called on the ground, and then they put a piece of
planks.
Yes, flat on flat on that, and just a dig hole on the flat, and then you just go and either urinate or defecate like that. So for this, is this regarded as toilet or not? He's asking.
Oh yes, actually, in the Buddha's time, the toilets also were like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then, there was not like these modern toilets we have here. This is Western style toilets now.
Okay.
Before the Western people came here in Asia, all the toilets like that in China, like that. It's all style.
Okay.
It's ancient style.
OK, OK. 嗯，他说福特式厕所也是那样的。他说那个，其实在欧洲人的私人场之前，他们用的也是你说的那种厕所。
Actually, yes, in the Chula Vagabhati explains how the toilets have been made in much detail. And it is similar the way these Chinese people do in the villages. In one monkey, it happened to fall also inside the pit.
然后那个
Therefore, the Buddha had to tell us how to make a reinforcement, to put a stone and a binding and so forth, to bind them with a plaster, and to make it very steady, and then only put the plants.
然后他说那个就是说呢，然后福特因为说这件事，然后那个特意那个就说叫了重笔库，然后这个厕所是这个猫头鹰应该怎么用那个石头泥土钉加固之后，然后再放上那块板，要不然才有。
So there is also in the beginning the pits were open, means you have no door to close. It was open.
然后那个厕所也没有门，然后那个坑是完全露天的。
And then the Buddha told how to
how to
make a construction and to put the door also so that you can enter the toilet, there is a privacy.
然后就是在一开始，因为这完全露天，然后后来佛陀就告诉住比户，然后应该怎么盖一个茅房，然后慢慢加个门，这样的话你上厕所可以有点隐私。
So then, and he gave many instructions of how to make a proper toilet. So therefore, in the beginning, it was very primitive, very primitive.
然后他说那个，然后就在一开始的厕所非常原始，然后佛陀给了很多的那个是怎样做一个合适的厕所。
And then there were two toilets. One is for defecating, one is for urinating.
然后那时候可能有两个厕所，然后一个是小便用，一个大便用。
The reason was because now, if excrement and urine mix together, the smell was unbearable. Okay, therefore they have to split it. Different place for the defecation, different place for urination.
而是这样做的原因就是那个屎和尿液混合的发臭气味非常难以忍受的，所以说他们就把这两个东西分开，一个地方拉屎，一个地方撒尿。
So, in some. Buddhist monastery in Sri Lanka, still the system is used. They have now, for example, they have the in Singhal is called vesikili. Vesikili, it is for for defecating.
Defecating.
And then kesikili, it is for urinating.
Okay, okay. 然后他说那个现在在一个新疆的寺庙当中还有这种系统，就是说分两个厕所，一个是这个大便厕所，小便厕所，大便厕所他们那个叫 Vesikili， 然后那个小便厕所叫
Kesikili。 So in Pali also there were Vachakuti and Pasavakuti. Vachakuti is for excrement, for defecating, and Pasavakuti is for urinating.
然后说在巴黎有两个厕所，一个大便厕所叫那个瓦恰库蒂，然后还有另外一个厕所叫小便厕所叫帕萨瓦库蒂。
And it was Dukat offense. It is Dukat offense if you urinate in a Vachakuti. If you urinate, means.
然后如果问那个大便厕所小便的话，你犯恶俗。So
now of course there is no because now we have this kind of that was a. The dukkata was because you make it more bad smelling if you urinate. But the system we have today with this water, this has been invented in Europe. This one is called, not in China. Been invented with this water, this is called, because the water is there, it prevents smell come out. Therefore now, okay, you can use this toilet, no dukkata.
然后我现在使用这个厕所呢，就是你不管大便小便之后，它可以用水冲掉，然后又不会出现那个怪味，所以说现在这个厕所不管哪里大便小便都没有恶臭。然后这个系统我不知道。But
if the water sometimes there is no water, then the smell comes very strong.
但是是如果停水的话，然后这味儿还是会出来。
So then, okay. So then now regarding this water and so what, it is these modern toilets we can use. Urinating, defecating inside the water, which is inside the toilet. There is no dukkha toilets.
然后所以现在发厕所我们可以用，不管在里边那个大便还是小便，我们都无罪。
就是那种原始型厕所。
啊。
那是不是就是土
难？
就是直接搁外边找个没有草的地方，吐在那个土地上就行了，就不用往厕所里吐。啊。So he's asking that since the Nordic time they are all using this kind of a primitive toilet, then when they spit, they actually they don't spit into the toilet. They just find somewhere where there's no grass, no water, they just spit. Is it like that?
So yeah, but it was prohibited to spit, even and so forth. I don't know what the reason is. Maybe because somebody will hear the sound inside the toilet and so forth. So it maybe the sound, sounds. It is some people they get disgusted if you go to the toilet just spit inside. Because the sound is there, somebody can hear it.
Yes.
Or maybe because the spitting can be, sometimes you aim in the pit of the toilet and the spit goes outside.
Okay.
And gets, the plants can be smeared of saliva or some mucus like that.
Okay.
Because even these planks, actually they have a small hole there.
Okay.
It's not a hole, open.
Okay.
So if you spit, sometimes the saliva goes inside the pit, sometimes it goes outside. Therefore, whatever the reason is and so forth, it's prohibited to spit. Around, inside the hole or outside and so forth.
然后他说，具体的为什么禁止，就是说在厕所里边吐痰，他不忍心，但是他可能有两个原因，一个是吐痰的时候可能会发出声音。
然后你如果往里边吐痰的话，你高处往里边一吐，你吐完了吐的不准，就吐完了吐吐吐到板上去了。嗯，可能有的那儿，你刚才张老说那个，就上厕所要脱那个上衣的那个，如果以后我们去机场啊，或者我们全皮肤啊，全皮不去机场上厕所，脱那个的话，然后一个是就没地方，你在里头脱，那里头脱，但是那个厕所那么狭，你不能在里头把那个夹上全皮肤，你也得外头。全皮肤什么意思？你脱了夹怎么全皮肤？
不是，就是说我全皮肤进了那厕所。啊，然后你不能就是在出厕所之前怎么不能去全皮肤是吧？对，因为我光膀子嘛，在寺院里光膀子，在寺院间光膀子不太好，在厕所里头地面又很脏，没法全皮肤。就是很困难的。
He's asking that. Also, just now you mentioned that. So before you go to the toilet, you should remove your And he's asking that if you so for example if you're in the airport if you're in the airport no so 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 then after the first question is that so if you remove your robe before you go to the toilet where are you going to put your robe this is the first question second question is that after you finish you urinate or defecating then you have to wear a robe no? so so then so how to wear a robe because inside toilet is very dirty. And so, the space is very narrow. So then, you have no space to wear. This is the second question.
No, in the means in the airport.
Yes, in the airport.
But is it about narrowness and so what I explained. But now, in such places, so then, if you have time, If there is plenty of time, there is no hurry. Okay? So you can, actually there are some doors, you can hang it on the door. The toilet you can hang on the door, because usually these airport toilets, they don't shut completely, they have a space underneath and up and on the top, no? They don't close everything because they have one ventilation. For ventilation purposes, they don't put the door completely shut. Okay? Therefore, there is all the time space upon the toilet. You can actually put on the door your robe. Like here, the toilets you can put on the door. No? Except in the Sima, there are two toilets you can't put because the door is completely shut.
Yes.
Okay? Like this door, like this door and so on. If you close the door, there is no way to put your robe. But other toilets, he also. So then there is a space, we can put your robe on the door.
That
is one point. I will tell you the next
point.
So if there is, if for example, like here in the Sima, near the pharmacy room, there are two doors. If you close, you can have no way to put your rope anywhere.
Yes.
Okay. In that case, you remove your board, your rope, and put it on your shoulder. Okay.
然后比方说你上个厕所，那我们完全关系，像在祭坛里边那个厕所一样的话，如果是那样厕所，你把那个衣服脱下来，然后放肩膀上可以。所以呢，
there was a complaint about these toilets near the pharmacy. So and then I told this Aryavilasa, who is working the pharmacy, to tell the carpenter to put a rope inside the toilet.
A rope, okay.
So that monks can put the ropes on.
Okay.
He told me, okay, but now how many months pass, nothing is there.
然后就说呢，实际上就是关于在那个祭坛，这样厕所里边怎么挂衣服这个事儿，曾经有人抱怨过。然后那个这个张总，张总曾经给一个问题提过那个提过建议，就是说那个那个那个让木工木匠在祭坛两个厕所里边挂挂绳，这样的话你上厕所有地方挂自己家啥。不过这件事情还没有得到落实。So
now about the narrowness, narrowness in the space.
Yes.
Okay, inside the however much narrow the toilet is, still, you can wear the robe. There is a way.
The floor is also very, very dirty.
Yes, but if I show you how to wear the robe, when I will show you how to wear the robe, actually, you can wear it. There are tricks how to wear the robe. Okay? So if you put it on, whether it is narrow space or like that, there is a way how you can put your robe in slowly, slowly. And wrap it around the body. So then, now I've seen some monks, so they put their rope down on the floor sometimes. And they sweep all the rope, not because they are narrow space, they might have the whole dhanasala, but they want to, they pull like the rope, like they don't, because they don't know how to wear the rope. Ultimately, the rope sweeps whole ground all around them. So that is also wrong way. Whether it is broad space or narrow space, if you know how to wear your rope, it is not going to touch the ground. So then, when I will show you how to wear it, then I could show these tricks how you can wear it. If it is narrow space, how you can wear your rope without touching, spoiling on the ground, or even touching the wall and so on.
然后他说这个厕所来说呢，就是不管空间有多狭小，那个然后不管这个地有多脏，你怎么你在这么狭小空间，在不碰地面的情况下，不加上穿墙，甚至他说那个不管地面多小，我在那个穿墙过程中都不放那个墙。他说他看到在那个，他说有些时候那个虽然那个穿墙过程中那个夹到碰到地面，并不是因为空间小，比方说在食堂里边，食堂里边其实空间足够大，然后但是有些人穿墙上会那个就夹上那个。
So then, another point is now that there is no fence, no? In apadasu, if there is any danger, any obstacle, so now in the airport,
If you go inside the toilet, and it's very crowded. Okay, very crowded, and people, they are Russians, what, and so, because you are in rush, you have to finish quickly, because your airport is going, you might miss the plane. So then in that case, now you don't need to remove your rope.
Okay,
you just finish as quickly as possible without removing the rope and go out of the toilet, and that's it.
然后他说别的，特别比方说，但是就刚刚开始还是写，就是说在那个这厕所的时间那个需要加时也要写的，这样写也是有不犯的。然后不犯的情况就是和一样，就和前面说的一样，事故的可以这样情况。比方说你去厕所的时候，那厕所里边是有很多人，非常拥挤，这算一种事故。再一种事故就是比较，比方说你快要你哗哗哗，那个飞机快要起飞了，你要就是转身赶着旁边，那这样的话你来不及脱下穿穿上，然后就不脱下，直接就完事儿就可以了。
The same way if you travel and sometimes a group of monks together, and then the bus stops on the road so that monks get quickly to the toilet and come back. So then, if you go to the toilet, maybe about 4 or 5 monks now waiting quickly to go to the toilet and go to the bus, because it is a hurry, no? In that case, there is no time to to remove your robe and sit and do and what. Then in that case, you can go quickly, finish without removing your rope and rush to the bus.
然后他说还有这种情况，比方说大家一块儿那个好多笔钱，好多笔会一起，然后那个乘务员就大巴外出的时候，然后这个时候，比方说那个就到中途，然后大巴可能中间给你停车，让大家去上厕所。这个时候大巴可能停车时间是有限制。 就是说他不会就是让你们一直厕所里边待着，在那儿等着你。这样的话，然后那个一起排在上厕所里部分很多。然后在那儿在这个情况下，你不要就是那个不那个加上拖，然后或者再穿上去。因为这样的话，你那整个过程中后面人可能那个你加上厕所里部队都后面等着你。所以这个情况下也可以不脱这个进去。
Another instances that when for example now the gong is sounding for Pindapada time.
Okay.
Now you have to. Rush for Pindapada. In that moment, you have to go quickly to the toilet because you feel to go to the toilet. So then, if you go for Pindapada, you know that you might urinate during going for Pindapada because. So then, what to do now? Because if you go to the toilet and you remove the rope and all these things, so it will take about 5 minutes to finish.
Okay.
So then, if you go for Pindapada. Then you might ask called be
urinate
correctly.
Okay.
So in that case, if it is apada means obstacle. So you can rush to the toilet without the removing your rope, finish quickly, and then rush for Pindapada.
然后还有什么事故？就比方说这个那个施拉这边一开始敲钟了，就让大家那个托钵，然后在这个情况下，你突然想上厕所。 你感觉如果你不上厕所的话，可能在托钵过程中可能会你自己尿出来。这然后在这个情况，你必须上个厕所。这上个厕所的话，可能如果但如果说你脱了加上，上个厕所，然后再上一加上的话，这可能要五分钟时间。然后在这如果但如果你这样耗个5分钟时间，可能托钵就晚了。所以这种情况也会是一种事故，就是这种就不用脱加上，直接进厕所就可以。
Another instance is that if it is now you might be in your kuti. Okay. So and you get up 2 o'clock in the morning to go to the toilet. It's very cold. Chilly cold. So if you remove your robe, you are shivering. It's too cold. So then, in that case now, because it's too cold, so you don't remove your robe. Go urinate, defecate with your robe, and then finish it.
还有一种情况，可能比方说你在自己部队里边，然后你半夜两点突然醒了，然后那个想上厕所，然后这个时候那个因为那个时间可能那个天气偏冷，如果说你把夹子脱的话，你可能身体都会颤抖。那在这个情况下，你也是不需要脱加纱的，直接穿着一下上厕所。
Other occasion is if you are sick. Sick means maybe broken hands. So. You can't remove your rope, and so then you can use the toilet without removing.
痴狂者和心乱者有什么区别？还有一个痛痒者是什么意思？
The winner.
So he's, the first question is that what is the meaning of this Vedanatasa?
Vedanatasa, if he's oppressed by Vedana, by painful feelings.
Painful feelings.
For example, painful feelings, one is like the pain in the urethra, urine has been accumulated.
Okay.
Or in the rectum.
Okay.
Very painful. One has to quickly go to the toilet. So he can't find the toilet. He finds only water everywhere. Then no problem. You can urinate. Difficult.
Okay. 然后他说痛脑者，他是这么跟你，然后边上身体特殊疼痛，比较边上身体膀胱痛，你捏小便，然后你膀胱痛，膀胱痛，然后你捏很着急，然后在这个情况下可以那个你很着急，然后在这个情况下你必须那个就可以不脱，然后不是可以不脱，是这样就什么在那个在水上，对你可能是找一个那个就是那个没水地方很困难，他的意思是这样。So his second question, what is the difference between this umataka and this kitta-chitta?
Kitta-chitta means agitated mind. One is completely confused like that in that moment, very agitated mind, confused. One has no clear thoughts. But it's just temporary thing. Umataka means it's just it's madness. Madness, no?
Okay. 然后他说那个痴狂者真的你有精神病，然后就是疯了这种情况，然后第二个是心乱，就是心乱是一个暂时的情况，比方说你当时那个心非常慌乱，就是说那个就是已经处于混乱状态了，是这样。
森林道场，森林道场的那个，它就是只有一个地方有那个公共的厕所，然后我们那个就是有几个人是住在离那个厕所有一段距离的那个就是住那个帐篷，住帐篷，当时那个吉祥宗的那个做法是。 他在那个帐篷附近呢，他找一个，因为到处都是草，然后他想就是做一个临时的小便的地方，然后他就拿那个石头，就是在这个地上放了一圈石头。然后呢，就是在石头上小便的时候，它就不会尿到草上了嘛。虽然流到草上，但是也不见了。所以就用那个就是做一个临时的那个小便的地方。然后当时就是我们做完了这个临时厕所以后，然后他和几位那个比库一起就是做了一个决议，就是决议这个为小便处。
他们用什么巴黎语决议的吗？
当时比库决议的。
哦，你不知道？啊，你不知道？不知道是什么。
我就问一下长老，就是做这个决议这个步骤是不是必要的？
So he's asking that before he's together with Venerable Wu Mangala. So in one location they're living in a tent outside. They're living in a tent, and the nearest public toilet is actually still far from the tent. So for their own convenience, so they put some rock near the tent, so if they want to urinate, for example, if they want to urinate, they can directly urinate on the rock. In that case, they will not fall into any offense. But then he said that when about the. So after they put aside these rocks, remember you mangled together with some other bhikkhus,
they made a ritual of determine these rocks as they're urinating to the toilet. So he's asking that is this kind of ritual necessary or something?
Is this kind of
a procedure necessary or not?
Determination, of course. Because now you do it artificially, no? You do it artificially, but anyway, how long rock means how big the rock is? 5 centimeters, 10 centimeters, how long? They put this kind of rocks. Rock means a big stone.
Yes.
Not a rock, like
okay,
big stones.
Yes, big stones.
And they put it on the grass.
他说那个莲叶是放在草上吗？
那个不是放在草上的，但是那个石头附近有草。如果你没有那石头的话，你就是你不往你石头上尿的话，你可能就会见到，就是会尿就会沾到草上，是有可能。因为它周围应该是有草。
It's not on grass, but near the grass.
Near the grass.
Yes. There is grass around like that.
So now, according to that rule, you see, it says that one can urinate on leaf. On leaf, urinate on leaf. Then, if it goes to the grass, there is no offense. So there is no special determination to be made. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It is there is no any special ritual you have to to make some aditana like that, to recite some vinaya karma like that.
Okay. He's asking, is there a Vinaya Karma about determining a building as a toilet or something?
Is Vinaya Karma too?
Determining a place as a toilet.
That's a
very, it's called Shima.
Another procedure it is according to the is not many monks they don't know that. Now for example there is an area for grass. Okay. So then actually put ropes. Ropes like define the grass, the plot, a certain plot of grass. And tell someone there to make kapya. Kapya the whole thing as well. Plot of grass. Make kapya. So then once it is made kapya, then one can, the monk, bhikkhus can go cut the grass, remove the grass, and clean everything and so forth. So in that case now, all that part can be used, whatever case, you can dig also. Now digging is also because you make kapya now. The whole thing is made kapya. So once it is made kapya, you can, the monks can dig if there are roots underneath, everything becomes kapya. So then you can use this for urinating, defecating.
And 然后叫一个上联，或者就叫一个就是来对这块草地进行那个做镜，做镜之后呢，做镜之后，然后这笔库就可以在圈这块范围之内拔草，然后掘土，然后把那个，然后把这个草，然后移次草地里边那个根全部都出来，然后这块地你就可以在里边那个你看拉屎撒尿都可以，掘土可以，
掘土可以需要做镜，不是说有条件不能掘土，应该的。
他已经变成不生地了，不是我so he's asking that so after this copy of procedure, is it even allowed to dig the ground?
Yeah, because now this also jata padavi, no? Natural padavi, you can make kapyan and dig it. It says kapyan karot. Anapati section, this, if you go to this Pachiti number, I don't know what this.
What?
We have explained this, no?
I don't know what this is.啊、哦，那就行 ，OK。
不知道当中我问一下，就是给地做镜的这个方式是出处是什么？
So he's asking about the reference of make a copy to the ground. Is there any?
You check this rule, no? Patavi Kanana.
Okay.是，他是那个，他是这样的：言知此于此，运此欲此，以此作镜者不犯也，就这么一句话。
是在哪一条啊？
在那个第十一条。
第十一条是律藏。
第十条，第十条八戒。
第十条八戒是律藏还是？
那个律藏，疑惑度错，我觉得我看看，我查一下，疑惑度我没看。
第十条的律藏。
第十条八戒，对。
你把土做镜做成允许的，我看。
对，是有。然后那个，在疑惑图册里边也有，那个第九页，有第九页有，最后一个三段。
那前面班的这个做镜是又包括草又包括土。
对。
就是一次性做镜，两个都包括了。
对。
还是要分别做。
啊。So he's asking that because this copying procedure interferes with two rules, particular number 10 and particular number 21 about Jatapadavi and also Buddhagama. But he's asking that for in one procedure you have to finish this two rules, or you have to make.A separate procedure.
No, it is the same. In the man kapyan karo, you make this kapyan. It is says no. Here it is according to this rule.
Mm-hmm.
Pali is called iman kapyan karo for jatapadavi.
Okay.
For Buddhagami also iman kapyan karo. Same
thing. 然后他说，然后
make kapyan.
然后他说那个，他说这个
one stroke of knife. If a samana takes a knife, he makes one stroke on the grass. And then, then the whole patavi, if the intention is there, you can tell it, we want, what the intention is, we want to make the grass and all of the patavi, the jata patavi, kapya. Okay? That is intention. Then you can tell the samanera, you make kapya. This plot of land, you make kapya. You have to define the plot of land. So then in the, samanera takes a knife and tells kapya bande, kapya bande, kapya bande. The whole plot of land becomes kapya. You can remove the grass, you can dig whatever you like.
然后他说那个这个只要你当时做进去，这两个东西都有，就是我们既要在这掘土，然后也要在这地上挖草。然后如果你看这个，他说你如果看这疑惑的方法，就是说他那个这两个那个做进的文是一样的，都是那个请你把这个那个这个请你把这做成允许。请把这做成允许，然后这两个东西又是一样，所以说你就这一句话使用这两个东西，然后在上面砍上一刀，在地上砍上一刀，然后就完了。
那我跟上面人说说清楚吧。
嗯。
我的想法我不说出来，他怎么说我要做哪个净，就是说我要跟他说我要把草跟地一起做净，要跟他说完这个事情。
So he's asking that is it necessary for him to inform the samurai about his own intention?
You can inform him. If you don't inform him, there's no whether inform him or not. It is samurai. It is you can tell him actually, because now if the samurai asks, you can tell him what the intention is, but. It's not necessary because now it depends on the bhikkhuno, what he wants to use, either to the intention to cut the grass or to dig the earth. So even if you don't inform the samanara, it is still made kapya.
This is a piece of ground, and here they have grasses. But these grasses had a very clear boundary. So he said that then in this case is it necessary? I mean, is it allowable for him to just inform this samurai? So now we want to make a copy onto this. A piece of ground with grass on it, without making any marks with ropes or something.
Mark with ropes?
Before you mentioned that you had to use a rope to mark which area you want to make.
If it is already defined, because now the grass is already shows.
Okay.
Already this area and so forth, it is only grass.
Okay.
Because it's very clear defined, no?
Oh, okay.
Because this is a distinction between this part of the grass and other parts of the grass. And so on. The distinction is you don't put the ropes. Now this rope is just there. It's a temporary thing, you know, to show you what plot of land has been done, copy and what not.
So he's asking about the story of the rule you just mentioned, that before you go to toilet, you have to remove your upper rope. What is the story for that?
Story?
Yes.
Why? It's
not the story, it's the duty.
The
duty about Chulavakapal?
Ah, yes, it is.
Duty for the doidets?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and it is because of while urinating. You sometimes urine might fall on the rope. Because now our ropes, upper rope is big.
Yes.
It's difficult to control. Urine, and sometimes excrement by this cord.
Okay.
Sometimes your rope also might fall on the floor of the doilies, which is also dirty. So, and then you go. Sometimes while cleaning with water, water might fall on the rope. And you go outside and people think, maybe he is urinating this rope. It looks like urine. If your rope is wet,
Then people, they get disgusted. This, you see, this monk, he just came from the toilet. Maybe he, this is, his robe got, wet because of urine. He was ugly. So then, therefore, these are the reasons.
然后他原因可能有下面这么几条，然后他说比方说你拉屎撒尿的时候，那个屎尿可能溅你袈裟上，然后比方说那个当时厕所那个地面也很脏，然后你那个袈裟那个在这个过程中，比方说袈裟掉一点可能戳到地面上，然后在这个最后你是上厕所，然后冲厕所那个水可能也会那个喷到袈裟上，然后别人不知道，别人看你那袈裟湿了，可能你撒尿撒自己袈裟上，然后可能笑话你。然后他说这个实际上是没有故事的，因为这是关于义务的部分，然后大品小品也是，比方说你关于什么对于戒食义务的部分，他都是直接说他不会给你什么故事，就是直接。
而且就前面班迪也说了，这厕所没说明是生产厕所还是外面
对
公共厕所，
对，完全
就是说这个厕所定义能不能以四大准则来定义啊？到外面的话，
是我不明白你什么意思。
好比在国到外面去了
啊，
就社会里面呢，厕所人家不脱衣服进去，我们也可以不脱衣服进去，或者就是说按照这个时代来调节，因为他们说是就我为什么问这个，他说是 duty 才脱这个嘛，duty 嘛只有在生产里面做这个，不可能在公共厕所去面去做 duty 的呀。
他说的那个 duty 的意思，马丁·牛顿表翻译成义务，
对啊，义务，
对，但是他说厕所没有说是最最。生产厕所
还
是对外的厕所？
那对他既然没有说对生产厕所对外厕所，就包括对外面厕所也包括的，这个是这个意思。
啊，这个意思、啊。
对，不是说那个他其实他回答他的问题时候已经说过，就是说你在外面他的问题不是说在外面厕所就像那个啥吗？
啊、
我记得那
脱袈裟。
对，然后他说那个都一样，然后都要那个啥，然后所以说他后来他问了在机场那个问题，对吧？
对。
这样啊，我
当
他说的是没有说明外面。
从刚才那个长老说的那几种情况可以不脱袈裟的情况下，那是不是同样也适用于可以站着撒尿？
啊，
什么情况？紧急情况。
紧急情况。
So now you mentioned some cases. Also, just now you mentioned some cases where you cannot, I mean, you don't have enough time to remove your robe before you go to the toilet. So he's asking that in those cases, can he also just stand and urinate? Because he doesn't have enough time maybe to squat down or something.
It says yes, there are cases and so forth, but now these are the exceptional cases.
Yes.
Okay, exceptional cases.
Okay.
Therefore, if it is apada means it's something very urgent,
okay.
Urgent cases, and so forth. You have no time, you are pressured, or maybe you have a spine problem,
okay.
You can't squat.
Okay.
These are not everyday cases, maybe once in a month, maybe once in a year, maybe.
Okay.
Once in a year, you don't do it every day.
Uh-huh.
So you just do it, don't do this for trivial reasons.
Okay.
It might be some serious reason. See the reason you can do it. So this is no offense.
然后他说那个是有些不善的情况，然后比方说你确实是没时间了，然后确实属于摔个紧症，然后比方说你脊柱有问题等等，然后他说这些确实那个很严重的情况下，你确实可以那个是这样撒尿。他说但是这种情况不是每天都发生，可能比方说一个月有一次，一年有一次，但是你不能为一些就是那个微不足道的原因，然后就是这样撒尿。
So even not removing the robe, and urinating, defecating, this might be some serious reason. It is not just for, because I want to go and take my cake, now I have no time. So.
然后他说那就比如说你在那个上厕所也不要那个你必须要脱下身而进，然后你也必须那个不也不能因为这一些那个微不足道原因那个去破的，比方说你就那个上厕所的时间上，哎呀我得赶紧上厕所，然后我急着吃一块蛋糕，然后那个然后以这个原因不脱下身上厕所，这是不可以。但 OK 你看。
Okay, now regarding making kapya,
okay.
Let's see, this is
fruit. Okay, let's say fruit, which has to be made kapya.
Okay.
So then, let's say you are a bhikkhu, he is samanyara.
Okay.
You want to make kapya because he's called. Okay. So how you do it? What we have to tell the samanyara? You can't take. Wait. He has to give back. You don't take. Offer it.
Okay.
Wait. Don't take. Okay, he has to offer it.
Yes.
Otherwise, Adinadana, you take it.
Yes. 是我给他的，这已经是如法，只不过没有做尽。我直接拿回来不算手收不手收的问题了，应该是。他不收手收不收的，他是不允许。哦，你又不是，就是他没雨，然后你就取了就不允许。这不允许。对。那我给他的这个物权有没有转到他身上去啊？这种情况的话。 因为很多比库是直接拿的呀，太麻烦了。
So he's asking that by this kind of movement, does the ownership changes or not? Change or not? Because you know, for example, I give this to you. Suppose you're someone and to make a copy, then you received it. Then the ownership comes to you or something.
If you don't hold it, you give it completely. No? Now in this copy, we have to give it completely to the samanyara. You can't hold it.
Okay, so in that case,
In that case, now you have no ownership of that.
Oh.
It goes to the hand of samanyara.
Okay.
The patikahana, you are receiving breaks. Okay, you have no any. How is it called? If the samanyara takes in his hand, finish the patikahana breaks. So then you have to wait till he offers it again back to you. And he should be within Hatapasa, and you should make a movement to offer it. Okay, and then you can get it offered again. Otherwise, you can't take it from his hand. It is not yours.
I'm going to get it offered again.
那这个不算一个干嘛，不算一个形式的，就是说，下面他过来说，改变，我已经跟他说了，就改变，这个物权应该还是抵触的吧？不是，他没有从物权角度讲，他从那个手手角度讲，就手受，他手受这个有个要求，就是说，他做出一个是收给你的那个动作，然后你如果说他什么都没动，
他就
拿了，你犯什么？不做还是不犯，什么都不犯。
So he's asking that if the samanyara didn't make any movement, and this bhikkhu just grabbing in that case, well,
it is adina mukatvara according to pachitya number 40, pachitya, every swallowing pachitya. Okay. So then now some monks they tell the samanyara make kapya and they hold it. Samanyara takes and can make kapya. Because Buddha Kama Patyavayatari. Buddha Kama. Now, you see, the monk should not participate in the destruction of plants. You should not hold it. Because Samanyara wants to destroy the plant. So the monk should not hold this. He should give to the Samanyara. Then after the Samanyara gives it, the bhikkhu stays like that. Samanyara makes Buddha Kama Patyavayatari. He destroys it.
Okay.
He makes with a knife, cut.
Okay.
Cutting is, that's called. For now, samanyara is the responsibility.
Don't touch.
After samanyara finishes, and samanyara comes and offers,
then the people can take.
然后他说那个就是比方说有他说有一些比库那个在让上百年做镜的时候拿着跟他拿着水果，然后这样是那上百年在上面看。他说这样是不允许，不允许原因是等于说这样的话，那个就是说那上百年破坏这个生物村是因为比库参与了。但是他帮着那个上百年在撑着这个东西，然后那个上百年在上面看，他参与破坏生物村这个行为。所以说正确算法上应该比库整个把这个东西交给上百年，上百年自己破坏生物村，然后这样上百年把这个水收回来，然后这样的话是比库破坏。
Okay. Mm. Something to be kapyam, you give to the samanera.
Mm.
Mm. Then samanera makes kapyam, mm. then you have to wait. Mm. The samanera gives, you can tell the samanera, give to me. You can tell with mouth.
Oh, okay.
You can tell,
okay.
But you can't take.
Oh, okay.
So he's asking that how to offer the land, because after you capture the land, how can you offer this land to the bhikkhu?
No, because the land you don't want to put in your mouth, no.
Okay.
It is according to the Pachitya number 40, it is whatever you want to put in your mouth.
Okay.
You should receive.
Okay. 然后他说这个不算手术的问题，他说因为那个土地你不晓得放自己嘴里边，所以根本不算手术。对。
我想问一下，就是说那个，我看过，可能应该是一些去陆村托钵的比库，
嗯，
回来之后让上面来做镜，
嗯，
那个，但是那个他那个一个钵里边很多，就是一个钵里边很就是只能装一半吧，
嗯，
然后那个刀砍的时候呢，就是感觉砍起来很假，那如果再砍的话，他那个刀只割到了那个米饭，
嗯。
他没有割到里边的那个就是水果，然后蔬菜，就是生的蔬菜
嘛。
他只割到了米饭，就那样算成功的。
So he's asking that. So here is a bowl of fruit. This part is fruit and vegetables. This part is rice. So the bhikkhu, take this bowl of fruit and hand it over to a samanera and ask the samanera to make kapyam. And this samanera, he's only while making this kapyam, this samanera is only cutting the rice. In that case, is this called the kapyam procedure completed or not?
No, it's not complete.
Yes,
the rice does not need to be kapyam.
Okay.
It is the fruits and whatever it is germinating. As called seeds and so forth, they have to be done kapya. Therefore, the knife has to touch the seeds. These vegetables or raw vegetables are going to be done kapya. These are the germinating force, it's not the cooked rice.
Okay, and then he said, 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 he
said,有一些尊者，他在做镜的时候认为，就是说，比如说有三盘水果，这三盘水果只要给它连在一起，然后做其中一盘就可以。
什么连在一起？怎么连在一起？怎么连在一起？
就三个盘的那个碰在一起，就碰在一起。
啊，碰在一起啊！
碰在一起啊！放在桌上碰在一起
啊！
做其中一盘，另外两盘就设立成。
So he's telling that some monks told him that. For example, there are three trees. This is one tree. This is one tree, and this is another tree. So now these three trees are connected. No, connected. It is connected. This monk told him that. For example, this. A three trees of fruit. Then in this case, you only make kapyam to this tree, and the kapyam procedure of the other two trees is also completed. Is this true or not?
Because they are placed in different their separation. No? It's not clean because now you see even this. Because there are different holders. The holders are different. The holders are different. So therefore now, if you make kapyam on one tree, Yeah,
yeah. One tree, another tree, and then another tree on the top. Okay? You mean Kapyan or this? Kapyan Mani. There are fruits and so on. Now, these are placed in different container.
Yes.
It's a different container.
Okay.
So, therefore, and this container touches the other container.
Yes.
So, therefore, now, this is now, because this metal part touches the other part, which is separate. Okay? So, then, we don't make copy on the metal part, on the containers. We make on these fruits. Now, even these fruits here, if they are together and so forth, you can make kapyan, okay, but if they are dispersed, okay, one fruit is far away, this does not become kapyan.
Okay.
If you think one tree, let alone other trees.
Okay.
Understand?
Understand.
So, therefore, this is not valid.
他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他说他 水果就不要连接，都是都是堆在一起的话，那你可以就是直接就做一次性合约。但如果说这盘子叶水果它是分成两个堆的，分成两堆的，那这样的话你直接其中一堆做进化，那后面还再做一次，后面就分开这一堆进行做进化。
Now, if there is one tray, and they put here one tomato, slice of tomatoes, okay, slice of tomatoes separately, and then the kapya comes and make kapya this tomato, and then the other tomato pieces also become, slices become also kapya. No.
Okay.
Only this one becomes kapya, because, as called, the knife touches only this one. Okay, they are separate.
Okay.
So therefore, even with one tray, if there is a space between two tomato slices, only while that tomato becomes kapya when the knife touches, but not the next tomato or the next tomato as well.
就是比方说再给大家举例，比方说这是非常大的盘子，然后这边好多西红柿，然后这西红柿这样排列，就是说这两个西红柿之间那个都没有互相接触，里边中间都有空间。这种情况下，比方说你挑了一个在这盘西红柿做进的时候，只切了其中一个西红柿，而这样的话，那实际上你做进的也只是这一个西红柿而已，其他西红柿都没有做进。他说只有就是说那个其他西红柿那个之间接触的时候，你才可以考试，就是连带做进，不然他现在就在画这个东西。
So now if all tomatoes touch, you can only put one tomato of papaya. And then all become kapya.
他说就像现在这情况，比方说现在所有形式都是互相接触的。这样的话，你切了其中一个形式，然后其他形式都已经做进去。
This is what happened last week like that. Last week in the morning, they put kind of tomato slices on the tray. They were separate. So the kapya came in front of me to make kapya.And little kapya body cover one day, and he rushed to go away. I told him, come back.
Okay.
Don't come here.
Okay.
Then I told him, you make kapya. This one is good. Then I had to show to give me kapya. His nine has to go kapya. Again, kapya. He has to make kapya the whole thing. I told him to do that.
他说上个上周就有一个居士，然后给他供养成一盘，可能是那个混着西红柿那种蔬菜那个夹的那个东西，然后他说当时那西红柿就这么摆，然后他说那个居士他就选了一块西红柿，看了然后走了，他走，然后那个东西张老板叫着说你回来，然后重新坐定，然后那个他让他坐定的时候就是一刀切三，然后就说这六列西红柿全部都切了。
然后
在
the knife has to touch all tomatoes.
就是说，然后在这个情况下，就是他那个刀必碰到所有的这个西红柿。 草莓分叉什么意思？
我那换一下，
就是比如说这一个盘子里
啊，
它整个这么厚，就整个一块大蛋
黄啊，
但上面草莓是分开
啊，分开分开的
啊，然后它可能切了几张
啊，
切了几张，割开之后一个蛋糕上面有个草莓
啊
啊，这样子。
OK， so he's telling that.So this square is not a tree, but it's a big cake, a birthday cake or something, a very big cake. And these things are not tomatoes, but strawberries. So then he's asking that, this is a big piece of cake.Then he asked me what's called the kamenkara to make coffee. Then this kamenkara is cutting like this. You only cut the cake like that.
No, it doesn't become coffee. You can't cut it. The name is, that's the strawberries.
All the strawberries.
All the strawberries. Except if the strawberries are together. He touches one strawberry, all the others become coffee.
Okay.
But separately, he has to touch all the strawberries.
除非那个他说在这种情况下，然后在这种情况下，你要那个碰到那个所有的草莓，然后除非那两个草莓是连在一起，然后那个你可以只切其中一个草莓。
Otherwise, on your best day, you will follow me to do this.
然后不，要如果不是这样的话，就是你在谁过生日那天可能会犯很多的错。
If it is birthday cake, on your best day, you will fall into many dukkata. Best day dukkata.
对，然后他说那个，所以说你在生日是这样生日蛋糕的好，然后我们明天如果好像昨天可能又犯很多生日的错。
那等于就是说，蛋糕如果是夹心的，那就视为它是火烧过了嘛，烘出来的，视为这个蛋糕就不用做，就直接可以吃了吧？就
不一定吧？
就不是。那肯定是夹心，不可能厚放的，不可能蛋糕。
我见过，
可以厚放的。
我见过。
那就是说不能吃了，以后这种蛋糕这种夹心。
坐近一下行吗？
是夹心的。
对，夹心的我见过，有那种厚放的夹心。
对。
我说的夹心的是那种
就是两
小不是这种，是小粒粒，全部分布在蛋糕的这个地方。
那不叫夹心，那叫那个。
哦。
啊。
那叫。
啊。
这算什么？
哎，不是在蛋糕里面一般烤
过。那就应该是烤过。
对，我就问这个呀。就问这个是火烤锅烤出来，应该不算不用做进入吧？
He's asking this kind of cake. There is some kind of cake. The whole strawberries or a berries and cherries.Strawberries, this person, yes, this person, okay, insect, so this is how do you make coffee?
Because if they are already inside the cake, it is like fruits, for example, fruits, which are bound together,
yes.
They are collected together, bound, okay, so, and then like fruit seeds, for example, an apple, okay.All the you can't see the seeds inside.
Oh, yes.
Okay, you have to make on the skin, just to make on the skin, copy and so forth. Then the seeds become copy inside there.
Okay. 然后他是这个情况就像一个像这种蛋糕就像一个苹果一样。比方说苹果的话，你在外面看不到里边种的，对不对？但实际上你对苹果作用是对这个苹果，你不是对苹果作用，而是对苹果里边种子作用。然后他说这个种子之间它可能两个种子它不一定互相连接的，它可能中间也通过某种那个介质互相连接，像你这里边这个水果一样，所以说那个情况下你在那个水果先让它就可以，然后这个是一样。
那就是说
，But this now this cake this strawberries are on the surface now. They are not bound together like there is nothing to bound together.
That's all
you have to make it copy and separate.
然后他说但他刚才举那个例子，他那蛋糕上草莓都是分散开的，中间没有任何介质跟结合在一起，所以说你那个要分开自作用。那你要
说，我的意思就是说，这种蛋糕我不用在表面化就直接可以吃了，因为这是火烤出来，是不是已经算是做进了？我的问题是这个意思。
你确定就是说他们其实这水果之间都已经被烤过了是吧？确定
放进去再烘烤的
啊。So he's asking that if these fruit pieces are baked together with the bread, in that case, is it necessary to make coffee on the game?
They are together with the bread. What do you mean?
These fruit pieces are baked together with the cake. In that case, is it necessary to?
If it is baked, of course, the germinating bulb gets destroyed. Baked is not too expensive. And another one is called, there are some strawberries which have been put in like in the form of jam, like that, in the form of. They are already.
Cut?
No, no, they are not raw.
Oh, no, not raw.
They are slightly boiled like that.
Oh, okay,
and,
okay.
They are boiled with sugar
okay.
to make more tasty. All these are. The seeds get destroyed
okay.
if they put heat the seeds. So therefore, you don't need to make kapya for that. Cherries sometimes, cherries.
Cherries
which are already boiled. You know, it is not raw. So you don't need to make kapya.
然后那个银行也是一样，那个银行如果说你知道那个已经不是生的银行，已经都被那个给煮过了，那这正常都不需要做。
Except now, the seed, with cherries, of course, if the seed is inside, if you boil the seed, the germinating bulb does not get destroyed. Therefore, in that case, with cherries can be different, of course, sorry, and all that, but in that case, you have to remove the seed. Remove the seed. Because that seed is very hot. Even if it is high temperature, you put it in high temperature, in the germinating bulb doesn't break.
然后对银行来说呢，因为你即使把它放在高温上，那个种子也不会失去生命力。所以说，银行的话，那个最好还是应该把银行里边种子给取出来。
You can't do it cherry seeds.
对，还有那个谁银行说会把银行种子吃下去。
在那个带来与遗嘱的胡椒的香火和的食物，在说了你做进假如即使灌川饭粒也是可以的，在芝麻稻谷也只是以此方式。嗯，所以
he's asking about concave opinion. Buddha comes himself. Number 11. He said what he said in conflict seems to be in conflict with what he said just now.
What is the problem then? Yeah, to go to the Kankav Jarani, that rule?
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I'm running short of battery.
I don't
know how much battery I have.
Okay.
So what does it say? Can you read Pali or like?
I don't have Pali here.
What is the meaning? You can tell me. What is the problem?
So the Kankav Vitrini tells that so if the Kapyan Karaka he brings this food mixed together. Ah, this is wait.
他说那个是带着已经煮过的胡椒。不是，他这个翻译里面的问题，后面的问题有什么已经煮过的更不需要做芝麻？对啊，他那个意思就是说，那个就是饭里有芝麻，就是说这样。我问的问题就是说。 米饭里撒不了芝麻，然后是不是切米饭不切芝麻可以？但是他因为他这个翻译肯定是有问题的，因为已经煮过了根本不需要做精，再说了你做精之后，假如灌汤饭里就等于没说嘛，就是废话嘛。所以说这个翻译肯定是有问题的。但是问题是他现在没法给你查翻译，因为他没电，他没电。那就明天再等，明天啊，OK。
He says that since you're short of power, then he can ask this question tomorrow because it is necessary to check the Pali, I think. In this case, the translation has a problem, according to him.
Or I just ask him, if I put a little bit of 施主过门
啊，
就是撒一把正在米饭里
啊，
然后呢就是只那个坐镜的时候是不是只欠米饭就可以了
啊。
So here's another question. Another question is that, so for example, if this daika, he offered some rice to the bhikkhu. But before he offered this thing to the bhikkhu, he put a handful of sesame into the rice. He put a handful of sesame into the rice. So in that case, it is necessary for this bhikkhu to make kapi onto this rice, no, because there's sesame seeds on it. On the rice. So then he's asking that in this case, in order to make this kapi on, then is it allowable for this kapi on character only to cut the rice without touching the sesame seed?
So you must understand like that, you see. Let's see, you see the rice, no?
Yes, yes.
Rice and here the sesame seeds together. Okay?
Together.
Okay. Let's see if it is in the scenario. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is the rice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the sesame seeds are concentrated here.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So now, if you make kapya here, this sesame seed do not become kapya.
Oh, okay.
Alright?
Okay.
You have to put the knife and make kapya.
Okay.
Okay. But if there is another scenario, so then here is rice and all sesame seeds are mixed. Mixed together.
Yes.
Okay? With the rice. Mixed together. Then whatever you put your knife, then the whole thing becomes kapya.
然后
哦，行，那我们也不用了。
OK. So yes, two questions. So he's asking that. So for example, there's a plate of food, and there are some vegetables or fruit, something like that. And then this people he gave this plate of food to someone and asked him to make kapya. And this people said kapya karoke. So after the people said that, this samurai, he didn't take a knife or using his nail to cut the food. Instead, he put this plate of food into a microwave oven. And boil this food for a few seconds and then take it out. So he's asking that the first question is this procedure allowed? This is the first question. The second question is that during this process, is it necessary for this summoners to tell kapiyamani? These are two questions.
So then, if microwave radiation is so strong that it can destroy the germinating power, that means Samanera does not need to make kapyan at all. Because the germinating power is already really destroyed. It's not symbolically destroyed, it's really destroyed.
Okay.
Now, but if it is not destroyed, you have to make it symbolically destroyed.
Okay. 他说这个问题是这样，他说那个，他说那个如果说呢，就是说你那个微波炉的微波足够强，然后这真的就是把那个那里边那个食物里边所有生命都给杀死了。这种情况下根本不需要就是做这个仪式。做这个仪式是象征性的仪式，就是说你拿刀切，其实就是你不能实际上破坏的生命力。但是如果说在那个微波的那个力量不够强大，是不能实际破坏的生命力的时候，所以你应该做的是象征性的仪式。然后就是说只拿刀切一点。
这个微波不能视作一种火。它不能视作一种火多
So he's asking that can this kind of microwave radiation be considered as some kind of fire?
Fire?
Yes.
Whether it is fire or not in the world, we mean that germinating power has been destroyed.
Okay.
Therefore, you can actually destroy the germinating power for different ways.
Oh.
By exposing the sunlight, for example.
Okay.
If you put it in the sunlight, then the seed dries out.
Okay.
It is no fire.
Okay.
It is the ultraviolet radiation of the sun, it can destroy it.
Okay.
So in the same way, this microwave radiation, it is, cannot be fire, but it is radiation itself can destroy the germinating power.
Okay.
Like ultraviolet radiations.
Okay.
So therefore, whether you destroy it by fire or by some kind of radiation or by some chemical, for example, you put in a chemical.
Okay.
You put long time in salt.
Okay.
After that, finish. That germinating power can destroy it.
Okay.
Therefore, chemicals can destroy the germinating power. Main thing is, if it is already really destroyed, you don't need to make it symbolically to copy and so forth to destroy it symbolically.
Also, this kind of symbolic copying can only be done with knife.
Yes, symbolically, it is like as if destroyed, but it's not really destroyed.
Okay.
For example, if you make apple copy and bandy, that seeds are not destroyed.
Okay.
It's only symbolically you destroyed it.
Okay.
But the reality, they are not destroyed.
Okay, so
if you take these seeds and put in sunlight for some time, then finish. They might get destroyed.
Okay.
Really destroyed. In that case, no, you don't make them symbolically destroyed.
Okay, so for this kind of a symbolic ritual, you can only use knife or nail.
You can put nail.
Okay.
You can put fire. For example, fire is, you can put heat. Iron, it means you don't have night, but you have an iron rod. You hit in the fire. Hit in the fire, it becomes red. And you touch the seeds. So then touch the apple.
Okay.
So then it can become the copier. So then you can also put fire, for example, take some cotton, put some...some spirit like that, and put into fire, and then you put kapya bandi kandhe with a real fire on the apple. Then it also becomes kapya. But it's symbolical.
Yes, actually, this question is that can this kind of microwave oven be used for this kind of a symbolic ritual? This is.
Because I don't know, maybe this is a quite powerful radiation. It can destroy actually now, if it depends how long time you put it. If you put half a minute, nothing happens. Okay, but if you, for example, put tomato slices inside the microwave, so then within 5 minutes.
How long? Definitely enough. 10 minutes enough, I think.
10 minutes?
Yes.
10 minutes?
Yeah, enough.
Really?
Enough.
Long, no?
depending on the radiation level.
If the
radiation level is
around 10 minutes, because you can see that the tomatoes become already
soft.
Yes.
然后他说呢，就是这样，就是说如果你这个微波炉辐射足够强。然后能够摧毁这个种子生命力，然后那你就直接放里边儿，然后这个根本也不需要做进。然后他说这个，然后这种需要做这种那个，然后这个他说如果这种直接摧毁生命力的方式，你也不一定非常不，比方说只拿种子太阳底下晒啊，太阳接触太阳那个紫外线辐射啊，这也可以。然后或者说你使用某种发射故事，比方说最简单，你用盐水放进去， 啊，那用粘手泡那种，粘手去泡那种。
粘。
啊啊，这也能破坏那种生命力。他说，因为是化学物质破坏生命力也可以。他说，如果你使用这方式破坏生命力的话，这整个就不需要进行作镜。他说，那个，他说需要作镜的方式就是说你没有完全破坏生命力，然后没法完全破坏生命力。这样的话，你要用象征性作镜方式。象征性作镜方式，他说有家这种可以用那个刀或者用指甲是吧划，这个大家都知道。然后他可以拿一块那个烧红的，他是放在火上那个作镜，有两种方式，一个是你拿那个一个铁棍儿，你烧红的铁棍儿。然后那个这铁棍烧红之后，然后在东西上碰上怎么样就可以，这是一种作镜方式。还有一种作镜方式就是什么，你在那个需要作镜的东西上面放一小块棉花，或者突然突然这酒精，然后这放上火上烤上你家，然后这也是一种那个象征性作镜方式。然后我问他，我说微波炉能不能来做象征性作镜。说这样没有起效，但是他说微波炉是很强的辐射，你比方说你在里边可能烤一会儿，那可能真的生命力就没有。
So then, for now, then, but if this seed sensible, you put them just few seconds and you remove them. This does not become copier.
Yes.
Okay. This is no way to make copier because microwave radiation is not fire.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you don't use a microwave oven to make copier things. It's not mentioned like that. Therefore, if they are still raw, you have to make symbolically copier by taking a knife or by taking some a hot iron rod like that, which is red, to make copier, or with a nail. These are the ways the Buddha laid down, you know, for us to make copier, not with microwave ovens.
然后他说那个是生的种子，然后你说，然后他说那个这那个这你不能直接把放在微波炉里边，然后那个这是那个象征性作用。他说生的种子，然后你哪怕你即使在那个微波炉放了几分钟，然后那个他那个可能那个是什么都没发生，然后那个他说这个微波辐射并不能视为是火，并不能视为是火，所以说这也不是象征性那个作用。所以说那个如果这样的东西需要作镜的话，你就必须拿那刚刚谁跟他刚才说的用刀或者用指甲或者用铁棍这样的东西作镜才可以。
然后那个
就是关于
火
做
镜的时候，
是
一定要那个水果，就是被
做
镜的那个东西要
碰
触到火焰
的
身体。
它不是那个铁棍也可以。
啊，就铁棍那个。铁棍儿，
对，一个是已经烧，
烧红的，
对，烧红的铁棍，对。
那比如说那一波食物想做镜，把嘎子把那个煤气灶打开，那时候烤掉半截，就是烤底儿，烤那个底儿。让那个整个那个锅底儿去碰那个火焰三四次，这样烤掉半截，干掉，就这样就不可以。
So he's asking that, for example, if he's burning this food in a vessel. gas oven, and the fire is already on. Then is it allowable for him to take this vessel of food and put it on the fire? Like that.
You don't do it with vessel. You can actually take the apple itself. Like this is an apple. Okay, you have to hold it with your hand and put in the fire until kapya bandi, and then you put the apple and give to the people.
他说：“你不能用那些，
他说你还那个，
直接碰到
粉，
别让
那苹果。”The fire touches directly the apple, does not touch the tray or like that. Does not touch the vessel.
对，别让苹果的话，那苹果必须直接碰到火焰才可以。
The same way for now, there are some sesame rolls. Sesame rolls, no.
Okay.
Yeah, wrapped with paper.
Oh, yes.
So we don't put the knife on the paper and make copier bandi.
Oh, okay.
We have to remove the paper, and then so that the knife can touch the seeds. So the.
然后还有那个芝麻糖那个作用，就是早上吃那个芝麻糖，它那芝麻糖不是用纸包着吗？但是你这个芝麻糖作用，你不能就直接那个纸不去掉，然后直接在纸上面作用，要直接那个切成拿纸包的芝麻糖，你必须把那个纸去掉，然后那个就让那个刀碰到那个芝麻糖可以。啊？ 他之前说过呀，那个芝麻糖可是生的芝麻。
好像你可能在印度吧。
他讲过是吧？
当时就讲讲，就是说有两种芝麻糖，一种芝麻糖是生印度芝麻糖。
对，
生的那弥勒长老做了实验，然后种已经种了出发芽。
对，他讲过，我记得讲过。
哦，那你看早上一般都挺多的。
对啊，那你得看见生的熟的，当然可以不做这个。
问题有些时候不知道，吃了还不知道是生的吗？
那我就不知道了。
长老好像那个说过分辨那个芝麻糖的生熟
啊，对，他就我记得他说过，
咬的是软硬的，对吧？软的跟硬的，咬的有感觉，有软硬是有区别。
嗯。
啊，
老人
是想的。
嗯。那有想听？
有，
你说
是反正快说有一个，帮我一下，就比库外托托啊。
嗯。
别人供养了这种需要做新的东西的话。
嗯。
比库外说都是随身带把刀给在家人做经，还是因为偷回来一排都是比库都不能做经的，这样怎么处理这些食物啊？
嗯，so he's talking that for example if a Bhikkhu is going out for village kind of path, then is it necessary for these people to carry a knife with him?
To carry
a knife with him.Because they
go,
yes. Because if the stack offers him some food, which needs to be made.
No, small one.
If this stack offers him some food, which needs to be made copy. In this case, no, if there's only because within the monastery, then it is necessary for these people to ask lay people to make it allowed.In this case, is it necessary for these people to take an effort? This is the question.
Yes, now, actually, to carry a knife is a must. It's a must for the people. It's a must. Because there are eight things which the people should all the time have with him.Eight things.
It means he cannot separate the thing from his body or something.
Carry with him.
Okay.
Wherever he goes.
So
then, and one of these eight things is a knife. This is called Vasi in Bhai.
Vasi.
Okay.
然后他说这个问题是这样的，他说对于一个比库来说呢，有八种东西必须带在身上的，然后其中一个东西就是刀。
他前面不说，他现在一定要带着了。
So therefore now, if he does not have this vase together with him, if he travels out of the monastery, look at it.
然后他说比方说你离开寺院，然后没有带着刀，虽然没有带着刀。然后这个是犯恶作的，因为这八种东西是不能离开寺院。对，离开寺院。
赶快说一下哪八种，我记一下。
So he wants the whole list of the eight items.
反正你知道吧？你知道这八种东西吧？
我听说过，但我因为
没有说恶作的问题
啊，
没有说恶作的问题，
没说恶作的问题。
据说是八种那个。
不离生物，
沙弥钵、
针线、
滤水器、刀。
啊、
但没有说过的问题啊。
Yes, he said eight items are just three ropes and a bow and a needle, a thread, and a filter and a knife. Is that all?
They also carry a banana and a belt.
Belt.
三一波
三一生三样东西了，对吧？
对，
你看看看那个他们整个描写。
有。
对。对，我这个弄不结实呢。
对对，夹起来。真是类似刀的作用，牙签是木头的。
利落，
利落。
等我确再确认一下。
On board。
这个是伤心的，没有这个牙签的这个方式。
啊 ，uniform，
可以可以。
No， 我要背。One needle。Six on strainer. One knife.
Okay, now it's.这八种东西是这样的，然后那个三一一波一腰带一针一个绿水囊，再加一把刀。
绿水囊。
对。
那个剃头刀也算刀。
So he's asking is razor also considered knife or not? Razor.
Now it's a knife.Actually, those days, when the Buddha put these things down, monks did not have razor like that. They used knife and cut their hand. So the razor has been allowed later. Because some Chapaika bhikkhus, the Buddha allowed two fingers to cut the hand. Up to two fingers, you can have hair. So with a knife, you can still cut.Cut the air. Take sharp knife and cut. So still two fingers you have. But even then Chapaika bhikkhus will go to the beauty shop, salon, beauty salons, and they will make different styles of hair. Hair styles.This way, that way, and you want. And then bird also, different size. Birds cut like that, cut like that. Mustache also. and then the Buddha told, allowed the razor to shave. All shaving. So that is now, the razor is different name. Now this called, knife is called vasi.
然后他说是本来就是发到那个允许那个比库的胳膊有两指宽，然后发到有这个允许之后，然后那个六旬比库跑到美容店里面做发型，就是那个不是胳膊可以留这么长，他可以做发型，然后可以做不同胡子的型，然后这个就是唇上这个小胡子，他也可以做不同型，然后说那个福特看了这个情况之后，然后那个就允许住比库使用剃须刀。所以说这个，他说，但是佛陀在允许使用剃须刀之前，那个实际上比丘是用这个刀来剃的，因为你可以留长指长，所以说你不用剃刀剃到底。所以说他们是用刀来剃的，所以说这个刀，剃须刀在巴利语是两个不同的词，然后这个地方的刀用的是刀这个词，然后剃须刀是这个词。
It's called kura, no? Kura. So that is a later development. So for now, these are the minimum.The minimum.Eight things which the monk should carry with him. But he can carry extra things. So for example, he can carry slippers.
Okay.
He can carry an umbrella. These are extra other requisites. But for this, dukkata offenses can occur. If he travels outside the monastery without carrying a knife, without carrying a strainer, without carrying a needle, without carrying a belt, without carrying a bowl, without carrying his three robes,all these are dukkhatas. For these eight things are dukkhatas. But for razor and so forth, it's not dukkhata. Umbrella is not dukkhata. Slippers are not dukkhatas.
然后他说那个，他说这八样东西呢，对于一个那个是离开寺院外出比库来说，必须要带的。然后那个去那个不管去哪样，都是犯法做。但是其他一些东西，比方说那个拖鞋、伞。 还有说剃须刀，这东西是可以拿，可以不拿，你可以拿，然后你不拿也不会犯什么戒。
Now for free robes,、there are exceptions. Now, for example, if one wants to be, if there is one, the monk has a kuti, he can lock it, no?
Okay.
He can carry two ropes, one rope he can leave behind. Later, these are some other additions.
It's only for Sangati, no? It's only for Sangati.
It can be also
a single rope.
But no, Andravasa will
go. Okay, okay.他说那个三一的里边那个上衣和大衣是有除外情况的，这样的给大家讲，就比方说你自己有个固定，然后可以把这个大衣或者上衣锁在里边，那这种情况下你可以那个只穿的那个大衣上衣是用一下出去，但是你不能不下手锁里边，那个只穿一个的大衣和上衣。
Therefore now, if we carry, for example, here the belt, the needle, the strainer, the knife, is the belt, here knife.
Yes,
inside,
yes.
Okay?、
You put that?
Knife.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Kapya bande.
Oh. 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 Oh.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.If you want to stitch, stitching.
多功能，多功能。
So next.
瑞士军刀怎么？
对，是
瑞士
军刀。
瑞士军刀。
Strainer, he's asking. Strainer, where is the strainer? He's asking.
针啊，针啊，是针吗？
不知道，我看不清楚。
针，
是针。
Needle.
针。
哦。
哦。OK.
饭店好像为了这个东西专门准备一个万能腰带。
我们在曼听住家里头，他们那个
strainer
感觉就是
他说这是那个绿水囊，就是你们
这是绿水囊，
我对啊，
我当时那种就是过滤自来水的那个东西嘛，
那已经不是囊，那个
饭店
的
打针我就想。
So then, some monks, they put this in the, because they carry the umbrella, no? Now here, these leaf umbrellas, if they, usually these forest monks, if they travel, they carry this leaf umbrella, they go to the village later. And they put these things somehow inside the umbrella, they tie the umbrella. Sometimes they forget the umbrella.
Do it.
然后他说我先把它放一放，然后他说你现在那个雨水比库，然后把这东西放在他们那不怎么拿那个叶伞放那上面，然后但是有时候这个伞忘拿这东西都忘掉，都反了。然后你说
it's not the good practice. Good practice is here. Because usually if you go to the village, you have to carry the belt.
Good.
然后他说，岁数那种方式不是很好，比较好的方式是这样，我连所有东西放腰带里面，因为这你这岁数肯定是得穿个腰带。啊，你说，
你们打算的时候都发给你们吗？还是自己准备？
什么东西？
是发给你
们？对，
自己准备。
对。
刀对我来说是有困难的，我觉得。
我没有他这种好刀，他这种刀我也想要，我没有他这种。
就是相当于剪刀，电动剃须刀是有两个齿，这样切的是相当于剪刀，
就是这个有一个区别，就是你找我看看可以用电动剃须刀。
So he's asking that before he was in Mahina Meditation Center. So that in that monastery they don't allow him to use this kind of electric razor. They don't allow him to use electric razor because they say this electric razor is like a scissors. It's not a real razor. So then he's asking, do you have any opinion on this issue?
Yes, the Buddha prohibited monks to use a scissor to cut the hair. That is another rule. That's in Chulavaka Parinama. Scissor is like cutting. This also, this kind of shaving machine, it has like a small scissors. Because they move like that, no? Tuck, 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 tuck. They don't move straight like knife. So, that can also look at offense by using it.
然后他说这个，他说这个是因为那个消费者还有解，就是就不准用剪刀那个气头。他说然后他说那个电梯刀，他是山里里边是那种很小的剪，这样真正方式剪，所以说是这个原因。对，如果用三个字。
那如果机场的话，拿刀就
错了。So he's asking that he's passing the airport. He has to go to the security check. So sometimes if you carry a knife, they will not allow you to pass. So what to do?
So now usually in security checks now they tell you to remove the belt now. To remove the belt. Okay, now small knives like this. No problem. I passed so many times, they never checked. They never checked. Usually if they detect even this one, you see there's a clock now, with a magnetic detector. So metal detector. If you have this, you can tell, what is this? You remove the belt. In that case, you have to remove the whole belt and put it on the roller. This is a roller now. And then from that, they will check from the roller. And there is a TV screen. They can check what is inside your belt. They have seen many times this knife. Because it is small, you can't harm anybody.
实际上就是你要带里面什么，哪怕只有一点金属，比方说这那一小块手表，他那一小块手表，那现在手表上有一点金属，他说哪怕只有这一点金属，然后他能那个金属他都能探测到，然后他会让你把那个腰带给脱掉，脱掉没问题，脱掉他不是有那个检测机嘛，有转的那个检测机，然后你把整个腰带放检测机，然后他你那腰带里边所有东西都显示在那个显示屏上面，然后他们看这个小袋，他们是会让你过去，因为这个小袋是不能拿来杀人，太小了。
This one also, nail cutter, okay? Nail cutter, metal, okay, it's metal. So if they detect, they will tell you to remove the belt and put on the roller. So the screen, they can see this, but they will not do anything. Some nail cutters, they are long and they have a knife also.
Yes.
There's a knife like that together. No problem. In airport, never tell you.
然后他说那个指甲刀有时候上面有一把很小刀，然后那个
刀，
锉刀，然后那个锉刀也没有问题。
他那把刀肯定会
送的。那个我非常确定啊，那个中国的这个机场啊，像这种瑞士军刀，你不管怎么过安检。你人能过去的唯一方式就是把这个刀给机场的人，他让你过。
隔境，然后不能
不能带上飞机。
啊。
然后呢，你当你那个旅行，因为我在北京，他被扣下来了。
啊。
然后呢，我去上海，我办一件事，第二天我回北京的时候，我再去管一下人道，这可以。
啊。
这个可能中国跟外国可能松紧不太一样，因为。我见过他那个，就是机场不是有张床嘛，什么挂带什么挂带的，有这个。然后有的机场还有一个布橱，他把那些东西食物放进去，挂带那个挂带的。我见过瑞士军刀。
So he's asking that he's telling that the very kind of a small knife that you're carrying now is not allowed to pass in Chinese airports. He's very sure. It's not
allowed. So if that is not the case, that is the case, you can keep the luggage inside the check-in. You can put the bag. You can put this in your bag and send it with check-in. So in that case, now you can remove it because that will go inside the airplane. After you get down off the airplane, again you put inside the belt.
还抽韵，还抽韵，
对对
对，
还
抽韵，
那抽韵没问题，
抽韵肯定没有问题。
他张老这个的腰带很特殊，他这个东西是不是自己做的？
So he's saying that you made your belt yourself or something. This kind of special multifunctional belt. Did you make this belt by yourself?
Myself?
Yes.
This belt?
Yes.
No, I found it somewhere. Actually, there are two belts joined together.
But
they stitch it. And they put this zip that was ready made. I don't know who made it. I found it. But it's easy to make. It's easy to make because you two belts together and you put the zip here. And you can put things inside.
他说这不是他自己做，他在某个地方找到。他说这其实很，就是这地方很容易做，但是就是把两个腰带在下面放在一起，然后上面再加个拉链，
就像个小袋子一
样。对，
这个在中国有卖的，
是这样
吗？
有，真的有。
那我们可以用这个腰带的。
Although then you can actually, for this part, if this is a single belt, you can attach some cloth, no?
Outside
you can attach some cloth and put it like that.
Yeah.
But the cloth is, if it is too soft, difficult to put a zip. Zip, no. But these are too hard. This part and this part, yeah? Two parts here. They are hard. And then if you put a zip, it does not jump. It is not so flexible. Then it's easy to remove, to put the zip up and down. But if the cloth is too soft, then difficult to the zip, difficult to move up and down.
然后他说那个就是说如果说你那个那腰带的不是双层是单层的话，你可以腰带上挂一块那个什么东西，把那被挂上。然后关于双层腰带那个加拉链，就是你加拉链的话呢，只适用于这个腰带比较硬的情况下。可以加上来，如果那个带不标准，你不就不要加上来，因为你加上来的话，那个不好拉，其实。
哦。Well, then you know, some months they have a kind of small bag here. Small bag hanging.
Yes, I like
it. Yeah. You can put also your knife inside the bag.
Okay.
You can put other things. You put pen, writing, and so you can put in a small bag. It is up to you.
这我就不翻译了，是上面一个写的。
前面他解释过没有？
是吗？
就是村里托钵，他带是带了，就是说这些刀是旁边都比库的话，也没办法做进，那时候怎么办？叫在家人过来做进。
对呀、肯定在家人做进，还有什么办法？
带
他好像他上次说是不吃，就是把这些东西全挑出来不吃啊。
也可以，当然可以，当然可以，当然是可以的。
不浪费吗？
浪费不会。
就说人家供养你，说等等帮我来做经，那怪吧那种感觉。
对对对，他上次是这么说，对，是可以不吃，对，
不吃。
就是说，他的意思就是说，比如说在斯里兰卡的传统上，我如果托了钵，人家给我放一个苹果，我拿出刀来叫这个施主给我做经，这个在斯里兰卡当地传统的可不可以？
没意识。
就是说可不可以这样做？
不是那么这村里边儿
说不是，村里说不是，施主扔苹果，我直接把刀给你。
So he's asking that, for example, if he's going village midnight, he's going to village midnight. So then some daikas offer him an apple. In that case, is it nice for him to show his knife to the daik and hand over his knife to the daik and ask this daik to be copying to the apple?
Nice.You can accept an apple if you come back in the monastery. Other than you can remove the seat yourself. Or can tell someone else to make kapya. Or to ask these things from lay people in the village.
No, this is not good.
You can, for example, if you get orange, to remove the skin of an orange, to remove the skin of an apple, maybe if you get sugar cane, you can cut the sugar cane into small pieces to eat. The knife you can use to cut threads, maybe to cut cloth. So you can use many things, small knife and so on.
然后他说这个刀不仅仅用来做镜子，然后你还用来做很多事情，比方说切那个橘子那个橘子皮或者苹果皮给削掉，或者切干净，或者切那个线或者切布，啊，这个刀是很多用途。
You can also cut this bottle. And make a cup.
你也可以切着瓶子，或者瓶子做成个杯。
Sometimes you can repair the window. Sometimes the window, if it is too narrow, sometimes because of the heat, the wood expands. You can't close the window. You can take the knife, scratch. and then you can close the window.
然后比方说那个窗户因为是这样做，然后很难开的时候，然后你可以拿刀一个那个窗户捅上去，然后刮两下，然后就可以打。
You know, living in the forest without a knife is suffering. You have to have a knife.
所以说，就是森林里边没有刀，就是森林里边是一种苦，然后你需要有一把刀。
But don't take big knives, no?
但是不要用大刀。
这边有木局的，木局有些时候它蒸过的，但是蒸过的我觉得也未必能完全破坏那个生命力。然后另外，白里，然后另外那个皮比较硬，那做镜的时候是像的时候它划一下就可以了，还是说一定要把它印着？
So he's asking that for this kind of belly fruit. Belly, which is very, very hard to shell. Belly.
Yeah.
Very hard shell. So for this kind of fruit, he's asking that if you want to make a coffee into this kind of belly, then is it necessary to make a mark on the shell of the belly, or just symbolically cut without leaving any mark?
The mark we make, it is that the knife has to touch the skin.
Okay.
I suppose. But usually in belly, if it touches, there is some mark remaining.
Okay.
But if it does, that means the knife is good.
Okay.
Good knife, sharp knife. Okay. If it is, because you have to use sharp knives, no?
Yes.
Not knives for butter, for example.
Okay.
So like that, or plastic knives. It will be like metal knife which can cut. It means if it shows some mark, that means sharp knife could. It can cut. But if it does not leave any mark, that doesn't matter. Main thing is touches. It touches. You see, even if the monk, for example, teaches, tells, kapya bande, kama bande. Good enough. That's touching the knife is good enough. You don't need to make kapya bande, kama bande.
然后他说这个地方关键就是说你这个刀要碰到上面，哪怕你是这样转一下，这样子碰上三下，这就可以了。然后他说这是留下印儿，那无所谓，这留下印儿指标，因为刀比较利而已。但是进行刀很对，没有留下印儿也无所谓。
那长老同学用那个
塑料刀什么的？塑料刀意思就是说你用塑料刀或者说用那个切黄油那种刀是不会留下印儿的。如果只是橡皮筋切也不会，但只要碰上就没问题。
也是算成功。
对。
然后那个，因为牙签刺破是可以的，比如用牙签刺破那个骨头嘛，应该没问题。
So he's asking that is it allowed to use a toothstick to prick a grape, for example, to prick it?
Toothstick?
Toothstick, yes.
It is. There is not. Toothstick is not used as an instrument to make up here.
Don't use it. It's not mentioned anywhere in the politics. 然后他说在巴黎三大没有任何地方提到，就是牙签可以用来做镜的工具。
因为那个《尼霍杜说》里面说用针是来刺是可以的。
针在哪个地方？我看一下。
Needle is also not mentioned.
是针也没有提到。
十一啊，提到针了。
针。我对那就怎么的，这得查巴黎了。
这是下
次。But he said, you can't come here. Needle is also mentioned. Yes, needle is mentioned. You can't come here.
Mentioned?
Yes. So we have to check party actually. So we can answer this question tomorrow. We have to check party.
Which Buddha Gama Patavedha? Which rule?
Buddha Gama.
Buddha Gama?
Yes. Can't come here.
你看见就是孩子要进那个，刚才说那个你煮的胡椒香火锅的，下一段，下一段的下一段是那个，就是木林琴果乌代果，然后乌代果他说要把那个骨头取出来以后，怎么怎么，因为乌代果实际上是跟那个 berry 就是
一类一类
一样。
不是，他的意思就是对他，我认为他是这样，他的意思是对于果穗来讲，如果说他已经把壳取出来了，那你应该让结合的意思，你不要把它散开做结果，是这个意思，我认为是这个意思。
哦，没关系，可以吗？
对，
因为我看的意思就是我
你看的意思就是一定要把果壳取出来，然后才能做结果。
对，林心果等内部的果穗。
对。
在取出壳后，
对，你能以那种方式来做
哦，就是你的意思就是说，如果它已经取出来了，你应该结合起来。
对，
如果它不取出来，
就没必要给它取，
就没必要结合在一起。
因为它本来就结合在一起，你如果就是说，因为你没取出壳方，它本来就结合在一起。
那你的意思就是说，它结合在一起，就是说得把这个壳跟肉碰在一起，然后再做镜子才可以。
不是，他是这个意思，就是说你如果我那个壳已经取出来的话，这东西可能已经散开。
啊，散开。
对，
散。但你必须给它粘在一起。
啊，
如果它本身就在壳里，
那你
没必要。
对，
已经粘在一起。
我是这么理解。
哦，对，哎，有道理。
这是，
他说真是挺，但没有挺牙签儿。
因为古代还没有，古代
纯
羊脂，古代是有羊脂。
羊脂不一样。就是，因为他还提到那个断指甲。断指甲也算是利器嘛，就是他用断指甲刺破也是可以。
对
但是夹签儿就是能其他能刺破的东西不可以。
比如说，
因为我的理解是，只要能给它这个破坏，相应的破坏的
就可以。对。So he's asking that his understanding is that so anything that is sharp enough can be used as the cutting tool, whether it is a needle, whether it's a nail, whether even is a tooth stick or even is a pen, something like that.It is allowed, is it?
No. A toothstick usually it is not used for piercing, no.
Yes.
It's not used as an instrument for piercing.
Yes.
No, needle, you can actually pierce it.
Yes,
because
yes.
You have to push inside the cloth to pierce it, no.
Okay.
So it is used as a tool for piercing.
Okay.
It's used as a tool.
Okay.
But toothstick is not used for that.
Okay.
In that case, you can include toothstick in that.
Okay.他说那个这针的东西，它本身就是用来刺的，然后所以说你用针或者可以，但是牙签这东西它不是用来刺的一个工具，所以说他说在这个情况下，他不认为应该把牙签包括在内。
因为牙签在国内经常拿它来刺水果，然后扎苹果吃的样子。那如果这个不算的话，叉子可不可以 ？Fork。
所以现在how about fork。
Yes, no, fork is not sharp. Another thing, no, the edge of the fork is not sharp. Now, these knives and so forth should be sharp. Needle, the needle's point is sharp, no. So then, butter knives you usually don't use for making kapya because they are not sharp.
You don't use
butter knives.
Cannot use butter knives.
Butter knives are actually just to apply, no. To apply on the...
So you cannot use butter knife, you cannot use plastic knife.
No, plastic knife is also not used, but it should be metal knife which is sharp, cutting.
Okay.
So then, therefore now this sharpness and also the piercing power, so that it is a tool which can pierce, no? It is intended for piercing. It's not intending just to lift objects now.
Oh, okay.
Focus just to take something to lift.
Oh, okay.
So, and the edge, it is not sharp of the fork. You don't use this kind of instruments to make copy.
然后他说这个作镜工具应该是个金属制，然后应该是个锋利工具。他说那个叉子虽然是金属制，但是那个边缘并不锋利。啊，它不也不是那次东西，它是对于不是能拿不是那个提起来而已。
那拿指甲划。
指甲划。然后我先说完了，然后他刚说，然后谢谢这个情况下，其实那个切换用的刀，它塑料刀也是不适合的，因为它都不够锋利。然后那个塑料刀也不是金属割。然后他说，So he's telling that this kind of a nail is also not metal. It's not very sharp.
But it is sharper than a butter knife.
Sharper than a butter knife. Okay. 他说这个时间也比那黄油刀要锋利。
Anyway, these are somehow small things which are we take into consideration. Here now yet you can't see these things happen, okay, because they want to be more particular what is allowed or what is not allowed. So then forks are not used. Okay. So butter knives are not used here. Because it is not this kind of tools are not usually for piecing, for such purposes. The purpose do not serve to ask or to make copying there. Therefore, are not used here.
他说不管怎么说，在龙树林呢，这个场面，这些情况不太可能发生，因为龙树林他们就是说，他们先把这个东西做成正式，所以他们应该不会使用这个叉子呀，还有荒原刀这些东西，因为这个工具一般来说不是用来刺。
He also, Kakavati tells Loya, Lohamaya Satta. It should be, the knife should be made of Loha, of metal, not plastic, right? Even from wood. They are knives from wood. But they are not like knives for wood to cut paper like that.
Where it is mentioned that? I mean, in this, same rule?
Same rule, yeah, Lohamaya. Satyana karon das karon dena, kapyan karon dena. What it says about the needle.
Ah, the needle, and then?
Just before the needle,
The
sentence starts with the Lohamaya Satta. Satta means a knife which is made of Loha.
Here the translation said that's a sharp knife. That is a sharp knife.
If he makes it kapyan with satta, with a knife, yasa kasachi, any means lohamaya,
satasi,
antamaso.
Ah, okay.
And this is antamaso at least,
okay.
Suchi.
Okay, I understood. So here the translation is wrong, I think. He translated the word as lohamaya, just sharp. That is all.
Lohamaya is metal.
Yes, metal. 然后他说这个地方这个翻译有个问题，就是说你说那段当用刀做镜时那段，就是那个利刀那个地方，其实不是利刀，应该是那个金属刀。而且说木刀是不允许。
然后这边就是那个做切水果丁剂的那刀这么大，那个算武器。
So he's asking that since weapon is considered as an untouchable item for bhikkhus, weapon is considered an untouchable item for bhikkhus, He's asking that, so here, the, when they do see this fruit cutting duty, the knife they use is very long, like this long. So he's asking that, is this kind of knife considered a weapon or not?
Who is that with this kind of long knife? Anybody, I could not follow who used this long knife to make kapyan?
It's not making kapyan, but for cutting fruits here. Cutting fruits, so before lunch, there's some people, salmoners or lay people cutting fruits. So
yes, because these are not for weapons, no, it is used for to cut fruits, not like, because the skin, not to remove the skin of fruits, you can't remove with, especially with pineapple, you can't remove it with small knife, no?
Yes.
So these are used to cut, not to, as a tool, as a weapons, to chase people. To kill
people.
Same with these watermelons and so forth. Watermelons to cut the skin. You can't cut it with all knife.
Samina katam punya maiham dattabam
Sadhu sadhu anumoditabam
Sadhu sadhu nudam Okasa dvaratina katam sapamachyam kamatme bhante
Sadhu
namasa kamatman
Sukyota nidikota nipanamacha. So now I want to mention about this cutting the ropes, no? And then I can speak with Vidurvansa tomorrow. He is ready anytime. Vidurvansa is not a problem. But how is it possible to meet what's called Kosala and Indaratana, to meet them tomorrow?
Visuyananda, I think. You mean Visuyananda, because he's in the mountain.
Visuyananda does not need to cut the ropes, no?
Oh, okay. So only Kosala.
Yes, sure.
It's only Kosala. You mean?
Kosala and Indaratana, you want to cut the ropes, no? Same ropes.
Okay.
So then, if they are able to give me the rope tomorrow, okay? So I will give the ropes to Vidurvansa, and I will tell him how to cut. Because I already the measurements, no? I took the measurements. So then we will cut according to that. So they have to hand me over the ropes.
You 明天什么时候能给他？